Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 80 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the cause of disease when we come back. You know, those who already walk submissively will say that there is no cause for alarm, but submissiveness is not our heritage. The First Amendment was designed to allow rebellion to remain as our heritage, and the Constitution was designed to keep government off the backs of the people. The Bill of Rights was added to keep the precincts of belief and expression of the press, of political and social activities, free from government surveillance. Now, you know, I wished I'd have thought of that, but that quotation is from Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Now, our princes and our politicians beller in the halls of Congress for more taxes, more spending, and more gun control, but we haven't heard anything intelligent come out of a politician's mouth in more than 75 years. And that's why I contend that the only real reason, logic, or common sense left in America comes from our courts. It doesn't come from our political process, from our politicians, our lawyers, or our bureaucrats. You know, old Mayor Rothschild summed it up with a flair when he said, "You give me the money power, and then I care not who makes the laws." Well, I could echo that by saying, "You give me the judicial power, and I care not who makes the laws either," because the real power here in America is in our courts. It's not in our politics. Now, if you'd like to tap into that power of the courts, call us here at the law school. That's 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. And while you're at it, be sure to ask for our free general law CD package. It's a four-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining, educational, it's informative. Best of all, it's free. Now, courtroom strategy and procedure is available on compact disc for adult home education. And if you're online, you can go to our website. It's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email. Send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Do it right now before you forget. All right, we're talking about disease and what causes it. Last time, when we came to our conclusion, we find, for instance, that you can take vitamin B17. That's the deficiency vitamin for cancer. In other words, if you don't have enough B17, you're going to come down with cancer, in the same way that if you don't have enough vitamin C, you'll come down with scurvy. But we discover that not everybody that takes B17 survives. And so the cause of cancer is kind of important. So I revealed to you what the cause of cancer is. That is from three doctors. That is alternative naturopaths, nutritionalists, doctors of herbology, herbalists, naturopaths, and nutritionists, and chiropractors. And they all agree that the number one cause, this is it, get your pen out here, get your paper out, the number one cause is constipation. Well, now that seems like an oversimplification. Why, if I'm just plugged up, I'll just take a little preparation H or whatever it is that you take for constipation, and I can solve that overnight, you know, with a laxative. No, it's not quite that simple. And that's because a laxative does not unclog your colon. It might open it up for a bowel movement or two, but it does not clean it out. Now, the guy that wrote the neatest story here about this is the herbalist. His name is Dr. Schultz. I can't cover all three books at the same time, but his book is called Cleanse and Heal Your Body with Dr. Schultz's 5-Day Bowel Detox. Now, this is the booklet that comes with this 5-Day program. And in the 5-Day program, he sends you the herbs, and he sends you the book, and the book explains to you how your colon, how your bowel, how your intestinal system works. And I thought it was quite a little story. I thought, well, I'll just share that with everybody. And this is called the foreword. Now, this guy's pretty plain talking. So, you know, if you've got little children present, you better send them out of the room, because I had to edit some of this out here. I got to be careful because some of the language in here isn't appropriate for CBS or NBC or ABC. So he pretty plain spoken guy. Gets right down to the nitty-gritty. He says, modern medicine, disease cover-up, and healing illusion. Any sick and diseased person who seeks out cures from medical doctors, drugs, and hospitals is attempting to buy the appearance of health, not to earn true health. So-called medical cures are actually illusions that may give the false appearance of health, but are actually cover-up. They are band-aids, crutches, and makeup. Neither the patient nor their doctor are correcting the real cause of their disease. Instead, the doctor and patient come up with a treatment plan, usually the swallowing of very powerful chemical pills that will relieve symptoms, chemically alter your metabolism, and maybe even kill the disease. Although this often appears to be a cure, the underlying cause of the illness, or what made them sick in the first place, has never been addressed. The patient was not asked to change the faults in their lifestyle that created the disease initially, since the cause of the disease was not dealt with nor has it been eliminated. The sickness continues to grow and to flourish within them, often unnoticed at first, underneath this medically induced illusion of health, but eventually, sooner or later, it resurfaces, and when it does, it comes back with a vengeance. A perfect example of this is the way medical doctors currently treat cancer, attempting to cut, burn, and poison the cancer out of your body, but they never address, nor do they ever correct, to the reason why you got cancer in the first place. This is why the horrifying medical statistics state that after cancer treatment, the chances are your cancer will return in less than 5 years. Now, one of a thousand other examples of this medical illusion is that no one who takes insulin for diabetes is curing and healing their pancreas. In fact, they're doing just the opposite. As they become addicted and dependent upon their drug for pancreas, or their pancreas gets sicker, it rots, and eventually the pancreas dies. The same is true for every pharmaceutical drug made. Drugs chemically alter organ cells and the normal function of your body to make it appear to run normally when it is actually still very sick. And often drugs are used to allow you to continue to hurt yourself and to make yourself sicker. This is obviously apparent from the ads. Eat anything you want or still enjoy mama's cooking without indigestion. Just swallow these pills. While this deception is going on, you appear to be healthy, while all the time your sickness grows, it gets worse, and then eventually kills you. So why do people do this to themselves? Why has this system of medicine flourished? Well, it's very simple. Most people that walked into my clinic were just like numb, dazed drug addicts when it came to how they lived their lives. They were addicted chemically, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to everything from sugar, fast food, coffee, and alcohol to sitting on their ass watching television that reinforced their unbalanced, insecure, mundane, dysfunctional, angry, fearful, and diseased existence. The average American is following a feverishly paced destruction of their body, their mind, and their spirit, numbing and killing themselves at every opportunity. The average American is the perfect stooge to corporate America's gigantic junk food industry. The average American is the perfect junkie to America's multi-trillion dollar drug and medicine business. The average American is drugged, stoned, hypnotized, mesmerized, paralyzed, and addicted to the American way of life, and more precisely, to the American way of disease, drugs, and death. So the average patients who walk into my clinic don't want to change. They resist it. They hate it. They're afraid of it. And only when numerous attempts at medical treatment all eventually failed them, and only when they are in such pain that drugs can no longer squelch it, and only when they are told that death is imminent, and only when their fear of disease, pain, and death will become so strong that it can override their fear of change, would they drag themselves begrudgingly into my clinic's door. After all, who would voluntarily inflict upon themselves the horrifying deprivation and torture that most people think is necessary to heal disease naturally and build lasting health? For the elite of my patients, the professional disease masters who burn the candle at both ends, live life in the fast lane, party heartily, and have committed a continuous barrage of self-inflicted lifestyle beatings and assaults upon themselves for 20, 30, or 40 years. At first, it seemed sure my frightening suggestions of fruit juices, raw vegetable salads, and whole grains instead of cheeseburgers, French fries, and milkshakes would certainly kill them. But lo and behold, very soon they started feeling the power of health, energy, and vitality, which far exceeded the short-lived rush of sugar, caffeine, alcohol, cocaine, and fast food. Soon, they started feeling the rush of nutrient-rich and clean blood circulating in their brain, which far surpassed any chemically-induced rush. Soon, even the most debauched of my patients became as addicted to health as they were to disease, and a whole new, wonderful world began to open up for them. Now, natural healing, true healing that creates powerful and lasting health, by far most of my patients' biggest shock was the fact that the horrors that they had expected from me and from my program really didn't exist. In fact, the product that I sold most people in my clinic was simply common sense. Most of them were so shocked at how truly easy it was to change and to live a new healthy lifestyle. Even the few who had a tough time giving up the good life soon became so addicted to feeling good and having so much energy that they immediately recognized that their old ways were the true poisons that they really were. After a few visits, my patients began to see that the real torture was not inside my clinic, but it's outside of my clinic. Because when your body is sick, it is simply because of what you're doing to yourself. You are sick because of how you live. It's how you live that's killing you. It's just that simple. To cover up disease medically and just create the illusion of health takes very concentrated chemical drugs that have debilitating side effects. Often this isn't enough, so people undergo mutilating, surgical cutting and burning, and all sorts of painful, horrifying, ghastly, and expensive medical torture. But inside my clinic, there was no cutting, there was no burning, and there was no ghastly, horrifying, and horrendous side effects. There was only good health and healing. Inside of my clinic, my patients' pain was relieved and their diseases are cured, but not with drugs. Instead, I use my two basic formulas of healing disease and building health and natural healing. Here's what they are. Stop what you are doing that is making you sick. Start doing that which cleans, nourishes, strengthens, and heals your body. Now, I'm smart enough to know that this divine, incredibly complex body that we're blessed with is far beyond my comprehension and understanding. I wouldn't even try to BS anyone that I understand even 10% of what's going on inside of all of us. And I certainly wouldn't expect you to believe that I knew enough to go inside of you surgically or chemically and heal your diseases. But on the other hand, what I do know is how to live our lives in such a way that our bodies will heal themselves of any and all diseases known to mankind. Our bodies have many organs, numerous systems, thousands of chemicals, and billions of cells that are designed to heal us of any and everything. And they will do this immediately if we just give them the chance. Now, the opportunity is what your body needs. And the way we give our body the opportunity, a fighting chance to heal itself, is simply to create a healthy lifestyle, a healing environment, and our body will take over and do everything else that's needed. Now, how do I know this? Well, because for the past 30 years, I have instructed my patients, students, and other doctors all over the world on how to create this healing lifestyle, how to live life in such a way that your body will heal itself and disease and sickness will literally leap out of your body. The results, over 100,000 patients have healed their diseases without medical doctors, without drugs, and without hospitals, using only natural healing, herbal medicine, and good common sense. Now, the patient is looking to get something for nothing, not knowing that the highest price that we ever pay for anything is to have it given to us. Instead of accepting salvation, it is better to deserve it. Instead of buying, begging, or stealing a cure, it is better to stop building disease. Disease is of man's own building. And one worse thing than the stupidity of buying a cure is to remain so ignorant as to believe in cures. Now, dedication, my natural healing masters, teachers, and patients. This book is dedicated first to the teachers of my great teachers. It is Henry Lindlar, John Tilden, John Kellogg, Benedict Lust, Edward Shook, Jethro Kloss, and Father Sebastian Knepp, Randolph Stone, and many others. Many followed the old German nature cure school of thought. And to my great teachers, especially Paavo Arola, Dr. Bernard Jensen, and Dr. John Ray Christopher, who all taught me the miraculous healing power of good, thorough colon cleansing that healed thousands of patients in their clinics. And finally, to my thousands and thousands of patients who walked, crawled, or were literally carried into my clinic over the past 30 years and who have put their trust in me, and to the few who died, and to the many who survived and thrived, you were the ones who taught me what doesn't work, and more importantly, what does work, and most importantly, what it takes to heal killer and life-threatening diseases and to create powerful and lasting energy, vitality, and health. Now, you are the ones who really taught me the miraculous healing power of colon cleansing. Now, colon cleansing, training and experience. Now, as you can see from my dedication, I have the best training. If you want to heal yourself of disease and illness, you do it naturally. And I'm your man. But more importantly, I have the experience. Now, while my friends were rocking and rolling to the sounds of the 60s, I spent the second half of my teenage years just trying to stay alive because I inherited a heart deformity from my parents. The top medical doctors at the time said that I would be dead by age 20. Well, today I'm happy to say that those medical doctors are all dead and that I am still very much alive. Now, in my own personal healing journey, I experimented with bowel cleansing far beyond what I have ever seen published by anyone. I knew that in order for my body not to die, but to live, but instead to heal itself and to build me a new heart, that I needed to be cleaned down to a cellular level. Now, once I healed myself and went to school to study natural healing and herbal medicine and worked in the clinics of my great teachers, I immediately saw the power of colon cleansing on a much bigger scale. At Dr. Bernard Jensen's clinic, I witnessed some of the most unbelievable sizes and shapes of fecal impactations that you could imagine streaming out of those patients, as Dr. Jensen himself, on a daily basis, would remind me that a dirty bowel was literally the root of all evil and a major cause of almost every disease. Training under Dr. Christopher, an hour did not go by when he was not exclaiming that to get a patient well, I needed to get to the cause behind the disease, behind the cause, behind the cause, behind the cause, he would repeat over and over. In other words, he too knew that auto-intoxication from an impacted and malfunctioning intestinal tract was again the cause behind most disease. Now, years later in my own clinic, I soon discovered that even my teachers' programs were not effective enough because in the heyday of their clinics, medical statistics say that only 10% to 30% of Americans had bowel disease, and fast food was hardly even heard of. But in the prime of my clinical practice, there was now a fast food joint on every one of the four corners of every major city intersection, and the medical books were now saying in the 1980s that about 50% of Americans have bowel disease. By the 1990s, that was 100% of Americans will have bowel disease as they grow old. And also, the incidence of colon rectal disease and colon rectal cancer was skyrocketing. It was killing and infecting hundreds of thousands of Americans. So I had to take my great teacher's natural healing routines and herbal formula and crank up the intensity. In fact, we have to crank it way up. And you'll see in this book what my great teacher saw as their worst cases of constipation and colon disease were now the commonplace in my clinic. My great teachers would not have been able to imagine the far worse constipation and bowel disease that I would encounter just in the first few years of my own clinical practice. Now, colon cleansing is just not cool anymore. Today, we live in a much more politically correct time when most natural healing and herbal books are written by university professors and supposedly hip medical doctors. Even the few remaining true herbal authors are pathetically scrambling to be recognized, legitimized, and licensed so that they can become real doctors of some sort. They have all shed and buried their natural roots. They have traded in their mortar and pestle for a stethoscope and a white coat, ignored their sense of smell. They have ignored taste and common sense for a data printout from an HPLC. That's called a high-performance liquid chromatograph. And they have denied their roots of the great herbalists of the past and would spit on their graves if it meant that they could get recognized. Consequently, they have thrown out many of the basic formulas of healthy living, especially colon cleansing, and just talk about the marker chemicals or standardization of herbal products and attend their BS association meetings and political gatherings. In the meantime, they are sweeping colon cleansing neatly under the carpet for cleaner and more scientific things to talk about. Americans are being diagnosed by hundreds of thousands with more colon rectal disease and colon rectal cancer than ever before in history. And most herbalists and supposed herbal authorities today never ran a clinic, nor have they ever had a single patient. And if they had, they would know that colon cleansing should be at the top of their list of health programs, not being eliminated as old-fashioned, dirty, and uncomfortable to talk about. Sure, I too wanted to be a cool, recognized herbalist when I first opened my clinic. I too wanted to heal the diseases of mankind, especially the life-threatening diseases and the diseases that medical doctors say are incurable or at best manageable, but can never be healed. And I too wanted to heal these people and their diseases with my secret formulae, made from rare and exotic herbs from deep in the rainforest or high on the top of the Himalayas. But I also knew that I first had to correct the fundamental things in life that my patients had screwed up, like their food program, their circulation, their exercise, and of course, their constipation. Well, my patients screwed me out of that dream, and I always say that my patients had the nerve, the gall, to get better before I was ready for what and for that to happen. They cheated me out of my fantasy about healing all of these killer diseases with all of my exotic herbal remedies. Well, I thank God now that what my great teachers knew, what they taught me, and what I soon discovered in my own clinic, and that is that the fundamentals of good living heal and heal all by themselves. I didn't need all that fancy stuff. I could see all of my fantasies of joining my colleagues at their prestigious herbal associations quickly fading away. In fact, 80% of my patients were healed after just doing my 5-day bowel detox. Now, let's underline that. children. He says, in fact, 80% of my patients were healed after just doing my 5-day bowel detox. The first thing we do is clean you out, and your immune system will do the rest 80% of the time. Now, before you think that this is just taking the physic, no. That's not quite it. A little bit more to it than that. In fact, there's a whole lot more to it than that, which we'll get to when we come back right after this message. Now, the Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. And you're listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, if you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc. If you'd like more information, please go to the homeschooling site on our website at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log schedule and archives that can be accessed through the website as well. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the Law School at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that the authors and publications that we endorse and recommend are going to reciprocate. Most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. These opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or of this local radio station. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. All right, we are reviewing the book, Cleanse and Heal Your Body, by Dr. Richard Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z. No T in this one. This is S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. There's an E on the end of it there. You can probably get a copy of this book. It's actually a booklet. It contains approximately, let's see how many pages, about 100 pages around there. And it deals with herbs. It deals with detoxification. Deals with colon cleansing. Pretty plain spoken guy. And he's down in Los Angeles someplace. Let's see if we can find his address here. This is published by Natural Healing Publications, P.O. Box 9459, Marina Del Rey, California, 90295. So he's in a place called Marina Del Rey, three words, California, 90295. And he has a telephone. It's 1-877-TEACH-ME, 1-877-TEACH-ME. And that number translates into 1-877-832-2463. That's 1-877-832-2463. And so he's especially bummed out about when people misrepresent, misquote, and even dilute Dr. Schultz's message, programs, and herbal formula, and programs that do not work and people do not get well. Therefore, to protect the public, Natural Healing Publications is serious about prosecuting copyright violators. God, I hope he doesn't get after me for reviewing his book here. Sometimes, I got a threat one time. A guy sent me a letter in some law firm and said, you know, you went out here and copied this book and you're out here using it here on the air, and so we're going to prosecute you. Doesn't happen very often. Normally, what I'm trying to do is sell these books for these people. Now, these people do not pay me for these books. So, for these reviews, nobody's paying me to review this book. Dr. Schultz doesn't even know I'm doing it. I didn't call him and say, hey, I want to review your book. I very seldom do that. Once in a while I do. I'll be talking to some author, or some guy will call me and say, well, would you review my book? And I always tell him, well, send me the copy of it and let me read it and let me research it and see if what you're saying here is true. Now, the Bible tells us that at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. So Dr. Schultz is one witness, and he says, this has been my experience with colon cleansing and with herbal remedies. Then there's a second source of information, Dr. Norman W. Walker, and he wrote a book called Colon Health, just one of many books. And he validates what Dr. Schultz is saying. And then remember, Dr. Schultz worked for Dr. Jensen. And Jensen wrote a book called Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management by Dr. Bernard Jensen, D.C., and a nutritionist. So he was a chiropractor and a nutritionist. Now, the natural healers are chiropractors, nutritionists, naturopaths, and herbalists. And here's the three witnesses. Now, we can also go to the Bible. The Bible will support these guys in what they're telling us, but in a little different way. We'll come to that a little bit later. Now, here's one thing that's kind of an anomaly. These three guys, and all of them, almost all, I can't think of any, off the top of my head, I can't think of any of these natural healers who eat meat. They're all vegetarians. Now, there might be an exception or two to that, but I want to point out that, well, these guys talk a lot about God and one thing or another. The God of the Bible, not the ordinary God, you know, Zeus and Baal and Bibel and the rest of those guys, but I'm talking about the Creator, the guy that wrote, you know, the Bible, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, you know, things like that. This guy also wrote a couple of chapters in the Bible, Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, about meat, about eating meat. And about what kinds of meat to eat, you know, like chicken's okay and turkey's okay, but buzzard and duck isn't. I know all you duck hunters out there, you get really excited about shooting ducks, you know, but I just want to point out that they're unclean. And then there's meat. You know, a lot of people, you know, like Jimmy Dean's pure pork sausage and eat a lot of fat. They get out of McDonald's, you know. And this guy, he's really down on McDonald's and grease burgers. And he's got a good point there, because the Bible is down on fat also. It says you shall eat no manner of fat, and hamburgers, 30% fat by law. I mean, hell, your Congress and your legislature has mandated that hamburger have 30% fat in it. God told you not to eat any fat at all. He told you not to eat any blood. No fat, no blood. And then God tells you not to eat certain meat, you know, like don't eat lobster, clam, shrimp. Don't eat pork and dog, rat, cat, mouse. Don't eat those. Now, people around the world, they eat all of the above and more. And like the French, they like escargot. Those are snails. And a lot of people eat spiders. I don't know if you're aware of that. They call them crabs. You know, they're sea spiders. And they eat those. Now, of course, these guys, they take a look at the results that come from this eating of unclean meat. And I don't think that Dr. Jensen or Dr. Walker or Dr. Schultz have made a differentiation between the clean and unclean meats. Now, I'm not here to put words into these doctors' mouths, and they're telling you very plainly here that you need more fiber and that there's no fiber in meat. Well, I wouldn't argue with that. There's no fiber in cheese. I'm not here to argue with that. I'm just here to tell you that the God of the Bible was a meat eater. But he also ate fruits and vegetables. And when he ate meat, he didn't eat pig, lobster, or escargot. But he did eat meat. He ate beef, and he ate chicken, and turkey, and, you know, might have even eaten a giraffe or two. They're clean. Now, just to throw that out there and the source of information here, I think that this Dr. Schultz has got his head screwed on straight. In fact, I like his program. It works for me, so I can testify to it. And so from a user point of view, I've actually used it. My wife uses the Jensen formula to this day. She's been using it for 30 years. And she was diagnosed with cancer in 1978, and they told her you had about 90 days to live. Well, it's 30 years later. She's still here. Just like this Schultz, you know, he's still here. All those doctors that told her that she's going to die in 90 days are all dead and buried. Every one of them. And as a result of that, she can testify to Dr. Jensen's program, and then she also does the Walker program. And we have a colonic irrigator. And Dr. Walker is the inventor of the juicer back in the 1930s. And there's quite a little story. So let me tell you about Jensen, Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management, Dr. Jensen. He's dead now. You can get this book in a health food store. Just tell him you want the Dr. Jensen book on Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management. And then the other one here is Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Life by Norman W. Walker. And Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Life, Norman Walker is the guy's name. He's dead, too. You can get his book through a health food store. But this guy, Dr. Schultz, he's still alive and kicking. And one thing that this program does not do, it does not grow hair on your head. And I'm just looking at a picture of Dr. Schultz here. He's just as bald as a billiard cue. Just bald. And he practices this five-day Schultz Herbal Detox Program, and so do I. And I can see by looking at his head, this does not grow hair on your head. And I can testify to personally that it doesn't grow any hair on my head either. So if you're looking for a hair tonic, this is not it. Not it. So what turned out, he goes on to say here, we're reading his foreword here. We haven't got into the important stuff yet. But in the foreword here, he says, what turned out to be my greatest clinical discovery is that my patients suffering with every known disease got well, healed totally, healed almost every single one of them. And more importantly, they stayed disease-free and healthy for years by just following the fundamentals of good, healthy living and doing a thorough, complete colon cleanse. Now, I'm sure that Dr. Schultz never eats a Krispy Kreme or a Hershey bar. I do both. And sometimes students come here and they see me eat a Krispy Kreme and they gasp in horror as they watch me. And it's been my opinion for many years that that alcohol, you know, religious people, they get after you. You know, they see you drink a beer, they think you're going to go right straight to hell and burn for eternity. I want to point out that Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus was called a wine bibber. Did you know that? They called him a wino. Because he drank wine. He said, I came eating and drinking. Eating, hell, he was not having a good time. And he wasn't a monk on a mountaintop someplace. You know, he was eating and drinking, living a good life. But we Americans have gone off the deep end. You know, there was a time in America when we used to drink a Coke once in a while. I can't remember the last time I drank a Coke. I mean, that stuff is so bad for you that even I shudder when I think about drinking a Coca-Cola. That stuff will melt nails, for crying out loud. I'm kind of scared of Coca-Cola. And I think that I think Heineken's a little better for you than Coke, but then that's just my personal opinion. You know, when I was a kid, maybe once a week you'd get a Coke, you know. That'd be 52 a year. That's probably too many. I don't know how many is enough, you know. It's kind of like money, you know. This guy said, hey, Gordon, you got too much. I said, well, how much is enough? I never met anybody yet that had too much money or had too much wealth. I'd like to meet the guy. Donald Trump ain't got too much yet. He's still out there working. And Bill Gates, you know, he's the richest man in the world. He still ain't got enough. He's still out there working. So I'm kind of like that too, you know. And so I like to live and have a good time. And I think that if God made anything better than a Krispy Kreme donut, he kept it for himself. I kind of like them Krispy Kremes, but you've heard that refined white flour is a killer. Boy, let me tell you, that stuff will plug you up. So it might well be that when you're eating a Krispy Kreme, you might want to eat a little broccoli to go along with it. You know, broccoli and Krispy Kremes, you know, that goes together real good, doesn't it? So my point is this, you know, why don't you eat in moderation? You know, if you want to eat a chocolate bar once in a while, you know, let's make it once in a while. Let's not make it every day. If you want to eat a donut once in a while, let's have a donut and some coffee, but, you know, let's not do it every day. And I did a series here on caffeine. I don't think the caffeine's all that bad for you. It's just that we Americans, you know, if we find that something's got a little bit of good in it, God, we just can't quit until it kills us. And so, you know, we eat until we're obese, we drink coffee until we can't sleep, we eat chocolate until it plugs us up, you know, we eat Krispy Kremes until they kill us. And there's got to be some things here, you know, called moderation. Moderation, you know, eat a Krispy Kreme once in a while, but, you know, let's not live on them. You know, let's not make it a regular part of the diet. You know, let's make it a treat. Coca-Cola, you know, it's pretty tasty, but, you know, let's make it a treat, you know, not a staple. I noticed that when you go into Ryan's, for instance, you know, the waitress comes up and says, well, what do you want? Do you want Coke, Sprite? She lists out about 15, coffee. I mean, everything, you know, that's bad for you, that's what we wash our meal down with. You go into the donut shop, you know, the only thing they haven't got is a little whiskey. That whiskey's probably better for you than the Coca-Cola. Anyway, moral of the story is that these guys, you know, Schultz and Jensen Walker, I'm presuming that they're purists. I'm not a purist. And so when you come to school here and you see me eat a Krispy Kreme, I don't want you to be shocked. But I don't eat that many of them. Now, you may find this hard to believe, so did I. But my healed patients who were sitting in my office with all of their medical tests, their blood workups, their ultrasound pictures, their x-rays and biopsy reports, and their poor prognoses that said they were sick and dying. And now they had new medical tests, reports, and pictures, and very shocked medical doctors that couldn't exactly explain what had happened. But sure enough, their disease was gone. Their disease had vanished, and they were healed. And many of my patients were told by top medical doctors and oncologists that they would be dead in a few days, a few weeks, or a few months, and they are still alive today, 20 years later. And their diseases, their cancers, their tumors, their heart disease, whatever, just went away. And the proof was sitting in my office right in front of me. It was undeniable. Healing miracles do actually happen, and they happen every single day in my clinic. But I had to do things a little differently. Now, I have to admit that my programs weren't exactly run-of-the-mill, and I'm famous for being a hard-ass with tough programs. You see, I figured early on that I had nothing to lose, and my patients had already tried medical treatments that had already failed them. Many were sent home to die. So, big deal. If I screw up, they're dead anyway. And for many of these patients, natural healing and herbal medicine had failed them also. Many told me that herbs and natural stuff just doesn't work. And at first I was very angry at their remarks, and then I realized they're right. They're right, because when I looked around me at the current rate of natural healing and herbal therapy, it was pathetic. It was wimpy at best. So at least the medical doctors knew how to deal with disease. They deal with it with intensity. My God, if you go to a medical doctor with a malignant cancer, they're going to cut it out. They're going to cut, carve, gouge, rip, and burn this cancer right out of your body. Now that's intensity. They'll carve up half your face. They'll scoop a big chunk of your brain out if necessary. And if you die, heck, the disease was going to kill you anyway. So they'll burn your ass off with radiation, implant radium seeds into your lungs or ovaries, and inject highly concentrated, extremely toxic cell-killing chemicals directly into your bloodstream. While my colleagues were lighting candles, singing positive affirmations, and doing biofeedback talk. What utter wimpy BS. The doctors knew how to heal raging killer diseases. You had to sharpen your drills, saws, and crank up and concentrate that radiation beam and boil down that chemo a little stronger. Again, while the natural healers were pussyfooting around with aromatherapy. So in my clinic, I pulled out all the stops. I cranked up natural healing and herbal medicine. I cranked it all the way up to the top. I tried to kill my patients with hot and cold showers, drown them in water and juices, and develop intensive programs that would either kill them or cure them. But I couldn't kill any of them. They just got better. Now, the same was true for my colon cleansing routines and herbal formulas of that era. They were weak. Many were antiques, hundreds of years old. When people got way more exercise and they ate lots more unprocessed food, these old processes worked. But now you're plugged up with McDonald's. And when I used these colon cleansing formula on my in my clinic, my patients wouldn't even get a good fart, let alone a good bowel movement. So I was forced to turn up the intensity. If you're going to get that McDonald's out, you got to get something in behind it. So I created stronger and more powerful bowel cleansing programs and herbal formulas far beyond anything that was available until I started to get the job done, until my patients were getting their bowels cleansed and working again, until my patients were getting well. For some of my patients, I had to move out of human strength bowel cleansing herbs and research old veterinary books and find herbs that were stronger, that were actually used to clean the bowels of animals 10 times heavier than a man. You know, animals like horses. It wasn't until I developed formula with this kind of strength that my patients started to get the healing results that we experienced. And as news spread of my aggressive and powerful colon cleansing, my colleagues and even some of my closest friends told me that I was going too far and that I would hurt people because the majority of them didn't have clinics and they never worked with real patients. I guess they didn't realize that a bunch of tough, seasoned, hard-ass, and constipated people Americans are, who are hell-bent on killing themselves, living the good life. Did you ever notice that when we're partying, that it's full steam ahead? Yeah, when you go to the party, you know, nobody asks you if you're overdosing on Budweiser, do they? You know, we have our foot on the gas pedal and we floor it. I've never heard of anyone ever that when they're drinking beer said, you know, Bob, we each have a six-pack of beer here. Well, why do you think it's packed in sixes? Do you think we should call the beer manufacturer and see if having a seventh beer might be an overdose? Or have you ever heard of anyone that ever stopped eating after one bag of potato chips, after one candy bar, or one packet of cookies, or two cupcakes because they had already eaten and suggested adult serving? Hell no. We just keep popping the seventh beer and the second bag of chips with absolutely no hesitation. Nobody's concerned about overdosing on potato chips or Krispy Kreme donuts. But when we're healing ourselves and doing the best healthy thing that we've ever done for ourselves in years, we immediately take our foot off the gas pedal, slam on the brakes, and ask, why? I have heard every silly and ridiculous question from, can too much organic food hurt you? Or, can I overdose on echinacea? But no one ever called me up and asked me if too much whiskey or too much pot was an overdose. I would tell my patients that if they could use half the energy and passion that they had used partying, trying to kill themselves in their new health program, the disease would leap out of their body and flee in terror. And they'd all be healed tomorrow. I thought that was a pretty good line. Hell, I never sat down and drank a bottle of whiskey and asked myself, well, gee, let me call the Seagram's people and ask them how much is an overdose. You know, you ever heard of some guy smoking pot? You know, how much pot's too much? But boy, people get real concerned, you know, when they're taking vitamin A and vitamin B and vitamin C and gosh, how much of this vitamin A might be an overdose? Hey, how much of this echinacea, you know, can I take? I mean, it might hurt me. Yeah, boys and girls, we Americans have our heads right square up the wrong end, don't you? Don't you think? I mean, here we are out here drinking Jack Daniels, and nobody ever asks, you know, how much is an overdose? But boy, people are real concerned about vitamin A and how much is an overdose, aren't they? Well, that's what Schultz is commenting on. So he says, the bottom line, and the pun is intended. So with my 5-day bowel detox, which frightened and scared my colleagues, I saw 80% of my patients have the majority of their symptoms simply disappear, and their sickness and disease retreat and disappear, just by cleansing their colon, as I suggested. What terrified other herbalists and natural doctors didn't scare my patients a bit, but it did heal them. Today, most people think that the extreme fast pace of modern life makes it inconvenient for them to take an extra 2 minutes out of their busy lives a few times a day to empty their body's waste from the largest organ in their body, called a bowel movement. Today, the average person's high animal food diet containing zero fiber, combined with overprocessed and refined food that becomes so impacted, so immovable, toxic disease causing sludge in their colons, it makes it impossible for them to have a normal bowel movement, even if they did make time. They couldn't go. Well, we'll talk more about that next time. I'm about out of time here again, kids. So let me remind you that you are listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. If you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, please go to the homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. The law school also offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, just call the law school and ask for it. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Remember that the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Here, time is up. We've got to leave it right there. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody. And good night, friends.